Good morning. Desire y'all's prayers this morning. So what I wrote on the board is the week after. So I'm going to do a little role-playing right now. I want to introduce myself as Thomas, one of the disciples of the Lord. And I kind of want to talk to y'all this, about just what's been going on in my life the last little bit. It's been a pretty trying time. About a week and a half ago, Jesus, you know, the man we followed, he was taken, given a trial, and killed. Right around the start of Passover, right before the Feast of Unleavened Bread, we'd gone to dinner that evening in preparation. And after the dinner, we'd went out into the garden. Jesus said he wanted to go pray, so we went with him. Unfortunately, a lot of us were tired. I think I fell asleep. It was late. And a crowd of soldiers, a crowd of people came. They had torches and swords. They took Jesus, took him down. A bunch of us fled. We ran. We're scared. And, you know, they took Jesus down. They gave him a trial. We don't think it was a fair trial. They beat him. They whipped him, spit on him, put him on a cross, nailed a sign over his head that seemed to just be a sarcastic sign. This is King of the Jews, not realizing what it was. When he was on the cross, they stabbed him in the side with a spear. And then he died. You know, this was the man I thought was the Messiah. It was a bad day. We had even had an earthquake in the city that day. It damaged the temple. Just terrible. We had a couple of folks went, took his body down. Didn't really have time to prepare it properly. They went and buried it in a rich man's tomb. And, you know, really it would have been nice if they could have taken care of the body, but because of the timing, they weren't able to do that. About 3 days later, some of the women folk decided they were going to go take care of the body. Finished cleaning it up. They went down there, and when they got there, they found, from what they tell me, they found the tomb empty. The stone, the big heavy stone, was rolled back. There had been soldiers put on guard. They weren't there. Now, I've heard rumors since then that the soldiers are claiming we stole the body and went and hid it. I don't know. You know, once I fled from the garden, I didn't really show myself much. I kind of laid low. But some of the others say that they talked to an angel that morning. The women said they talked to an angel that morning, and that the angel said he's been arisen. Some of the women even said they saw him. You know, they said they looked in there. There were the wrap claws that they'd wrapped him up in had been taken off and folded and laid aside. You know, Mary Magdalene, she actually says she spoke to Christ there in the garden that morning. You know, I don't know, but that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that from a lot of the other disciples that they say he's appeared. Peter said he saw him. There were two disciples. They had decided to leave town, and they were headed towards Emmaus. And they said that Jesus came and walked with them. Now, they said that when he was walking with them, they didn't recognize him. But when they got to Emmaus, he blessed the food, and as he was breaking the food, they said they saw him, they recognized him, but then he disappeared. So what, you know, it's all wonderful, the stories I'm hearing, but what really happened? But those two said they went back to Jerusalem to talk with the others. And then while those were there, they said Jesus appeared with them there that evening, that they all got to see him. I haven't seen him yet. I haven't had a glimpse. You know, I don't know what to think. I'm part of the original group of disciples. There's 11 of us now. You know, Judas, he's passed. He couldn't handle what he had done. He killed himself. So, you know, I really would like to believe, but it just seems so difficult. You know, I feel like I'd like to see it for myself. I mean, these people, Jesus appearing, disappearing, what do I believe? You know, I'd like to, it may sound bad, but I'd kind of like to see him, to see the nails, nail prints, to see the where the spear hit his side, to see him alive, to be able to touch that, to know with a certainty, yes, he's risen. You know, that may sound funny. I really, really want to believe I do. What do you think? Y'all been in town? Have you heard anything this week? Have y'all seen Jesus? It's been 1 week since we celebrated Easter, folks. Have you considered what that week was like for the disciples? As the news started getting out, the understanding wasn't complete yet for a lot of them. Thomas is a prime example of that. He unfortunately has the moniker oftentimes as Thomas the Doubter. I've put myself in his shoes, but both with this exercise and in the past, I would probably be Eric the Doubter. It would be something to say, okay, I watched this happen. I was there when he was taken. I watched this happen. I watched him die. I know he was buried. And then all these other people say they saw him. But I haven't. Even some of the women folk that really weren't, you know, they just were around us. They've seen him, and I haven't seen him yet. So let's read John chapter 20, starting in verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. Now, you know, we talked about Easter 1 week ago. And from what I've read, this would be roughly about the time where Thomas and the disciples would be meeting this evening, when Jesus would appear to confirm to Thomas what's been going on. You know, we heard last Sunday, Brother Rod mentioned about Jesus meeting the disciples where they were at. The two that were walking on the road to Emmaus, they had heard that Jesus supposedly was risen, and yet they were walking along sorrowful. They had got the good news, but they didn't quite see it. They were pondering it. They were talking about it, and Jesus showed up, and Jesus said, What? Don't you understand? And he explained the scriptures to them, and then he blessed the food, and their eyes were open. They saw him. They recognized him. And then what happened? When they headed back to Jerusalem, were they as downcast as when they had left? No, the Lord had showed up. So here we have Thomas, the last one of the disciples. He's heard the good news too. He fell into the same category as those two men on the road to Emmaus. Just that I've heard it. It's good news, but I'm struggling. And now Jesus met him where? Right where he had been at. All right, Thomas, you said you wanted here. Go ahead. Touch right there. Go ahead. Put your hand here on my side. Yep, see? It's me, Thomas. I'm alive. What did Thomas's heart do? Was he Thomas the doubter? Nope. He believed. Do you think he was as maybe downcast and as anxious as he had been before? No. Why? I know for now the Lord, he's alive. He's well. What side of this equation are we on today? You know, we've heard, how many Easter services have all of us probably sat through? I mean, you can roughly multiply it by your age by one and maybe subtract a couple because of how young you might have been at the start. But we've all heard multiple times what's been going on. Do we believe? Do we see the good news for what it really is? Do we truly grasp it? Do we understand the wonderfulness of what actually has happened? It's been a week since Easter. Has the news changed? No. He's still risen. The story is the same. Back then, Thomas no doubt heard more and more from the people. The story didn't change. Sometimes I wonder if Thomas maybe didn't start feeling a little guilty. But Lord, I hate doubting him. But I really feel like I need to see. But what a wonderful thing. He is risen. So let's look in John chapter 8. Chapter 8 and verse 56. It says, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." I want to challenge us today. Abraham looked forward through time. He looked down through time and he saw Christ's day. And he believed. Now he didn't actually somehow travel through time to stand there in the crowd and watch it, but he saw it. He understood what the Lord had put in the word. He understood what he'd been shown, and he said, "I believe. I believe that." Now we stand today and we look back through time. We look back to that day. Do we believe it? Do we see and understand the joy, the hope that Abraham saw, the thing that had him so encouraged, where he saw humanity receiving the salvation of the Lord? Do we look back and see that? Do we understand and truly grasp that? Or do we sometimes have trouble? And as I said before, sometimes we find ourselves being Eric the doubter, saying, "Okay, Lord, help me." Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." This is the message that is Easter. It's the same message last week. It's the same message this week. In a week from now, it'll still be the same message. Sin came into the world by a man. And because God's Son was willing to come down and be a man and pay the price, he's made it to where we can have the wonderful gift, the freedom from sin. Isn't it a wonderful day to have a record of, to be able to look back to and say, "Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for the stories I've heard, for what I've seen." You know, if you find yourself a bit like Thomas, struggling, saying, well, Lord, I'd like to see a little more. Do you know he will oftentimes reach out to you? He may not do exactly what you want, but he wants to convince you. He wants you to believe. That's the whole purpose he came to earth, was to live a life so that folks could believe on him so that they could be saved. Colossians 2. Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. You know, thinking about these verses and kind of putting them into context for Thomas, you know, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. You know, Thomas had been taught with all the other disciples. He needed to be rooted in his teaching. He needed to dig deep. Those that had been on the road to Emmaus, they were doubters too. And Christ went back to what? The teachings. Christ said, oh, let me help you. Here's the scriptures. Here's the things we talked about. Let me go over them again. Because I've told you in the past, there's some things you wouldn't understand now. But the time for your understanding is at hand. You can see clearly now, because instead of me talking in veiled languages about my death, about what's going to happen and the tragedy that you would see, it's happened. And now you see me on the other side victorious. And now I can really explain to you what was going to go down. Have we considered if we had been disciples with Christ, and that couple of weeks coming up to the Passover, to what we call Easter, he had been trying to tell us about the fact that he was going to die while we consider him the Messiah? Would your brain have really been able to wrap itself around the concept that the Messiah is going to die? That this is the person that's going to raise Israel up. This is the salvation of the world. And he's talking about dying. I don't get it. Sorry, Lord. Can you try to explain it again? And there were things he said, I have much I would love to tell you. Much. But it's not time. Because there's circumstances that are going to have to pass before you can fully understand what is happening. And so for the ones on the road to Emmaus, their time was then. Thomas, it was when the Lord stepped in and said, okay, Thomas, you said you wanted to see. You wanted to touch. All right, here you go. You see? Look at my feet. Put your hand in my side. And now let's talk. You know, there was the Great Commission was given to them after he rose to go into all the world to share the news. Do you know that Great Commission is the reason we know about it today? Because they took the Lord up. They went out. They said, all right, we're going to go forth. We're going to spread the news. It's been a week since Easter. What kind of news are we spreading? Are we remembering the fact that this is not just something for Christians to celebrate? This is not just our holiday? Sometimes when people say, well, it's a Christian holiday. Well, yes, it's usually Christians that celebrate it. But if you understood Easter, you'd realize this is a holiday for the whole world. This is for everybody. This is good news. I would challenge all of us as we go on about our lives, moving on past Easter this year, Think about it. It's after Easter. Christ has arisen. We have some of the best news that mankind could have ever been given. What are we doing with it? Y'all pray for me.